From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi forces shelled areas outside of Mosul as their offensive to retake the country's second largest city from Islamic State militants entered its second week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The attacks were focused near Bartella, about 15 kilometers east of Mosul. Iraqi forces, as well as Kurdish fighters, have been moving through small towns to the east and south of Mosul as they work their way closer to the city. When asked about the speed of the operation, Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdul al-Sadi told reporters it was hard to say.
It's very difficult question.
Al-Sadi said he is only concerned with looking after civilians and destroying the Islamic State. Time is not important. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets said after the first week, all objectives have been met thus far. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country, and the process is expected to take about a week. Russia said Monday it's not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. The deputy foreign minister, Sergei Rybkov, spoke to the Interfax news agency. It's the first official comment from Moscow on why it did not want the ceasefire to continue. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday, killing all five people on board, according to officials. The plane plummeted into the ground nose first shortly after takeoff for an undisclosed surveillance mission. The Maltese government said there's no indication of an explosion.